I'd like to call the meeting to order. Can we please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagan-Busch, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Birch?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Okay, we're going to move on to item two, board report. Just since it's a new school year, some of you that may have not been to a board meeting, the board just likes to update our community and those in attendance of what's going on in our building. So we'll start with Mrs. Bennett with primary.
From Mr. Morris, the developmental preschool is looking forward to working with a new community partner at Grace Church. Moms of Preschool Students, or MOPS, will hold their first meeting in the month of September. We would like to thank Grace Church for their continued partnership as a community partner and supporting our Little Planters. Other things that they have going on is a parent volunteer training with Mr. Morris at primary, September 15th from 5 to 6, or September 16th from 10 to 11 a.m. And their fall picture day is September 21st.
Okay, we're going to move right into Norton Elementary School. Student assessment is an important part of the school process. Teachers use assessment results to identify strengths and weaknesses of students, plan individualized instruction, and identify students that need additional support. Students in grades 1 through 4 completed MAP testing in the area of math and reading. Additionally, this year, NES has partnered with the Center for Literacy at the University of Akron to conduct phonemic awareness and phonic screenings of students in grades 1 and 2. This partnership benefits our staff by providing additional support and giving screeners and using the information and planning continued lessons and activities. This also benefits the university students by providing them with practical hands-on experience and giving screeners to students. Our teachers now have important information about students' strengths and needs and foundational reading skills. Then with the middle school, our Norton Middle School volleyball team, both teams, 7th and 8th grade, are undefeated heading into this week. From the guidance office, Mrs. McDonald received a GAR grant for $9,000 this year to build a new space for teachers to relax and rejuvenate, a Zen garden in our courtyard, and it will help fund PBIS and at Norton Middle School. Last chance to order bricks for the Pathway to Peace, which we will hear about later, which is awesome. All orders must be placed by September 16th. And then from the main office, drop in for donuts Thursday, September 15th at 8:30, right here in the Panther Room. We Roar Day 1 is a door decorating contest, and the book fair will be held the week of September 26th through the 30th.
And now from Mr. Shaner from the high school. They've had a great start to the school year. If you get a chance, come and see the great artwork our seniors completed in the parking spaces once again this year. This is a fundraiser for Pep Club, and the designs and creativity the students display is tremendous. Come check it out when the parking lot is empty. And I have to say, they're very creative. I really think they stepped it up this year compared to last year. On Saturday, September 10th, we inducted the 2022 class into the Norton High School Hall of Fame. Congratulations to Katie Bowen Baker, Dr. Ken Brayman, Vern Dunham, Frank Lowry, and Tammy Fiesler for their great accomplishments both at the Norton High School and beyond. And finally, congratulations to the Norton High School Marching Band for their accomplishments over the weekend. They took first in their class, best color guard, and grand champion among the 12 schools in competition at Cloverleaf High School. Congratulations to Mr. Chier and the entire marching band. Great job.
Awesome. Okay, now we're going to move on to item three, treasurer reports.
You guys have probably heard me talk ad nauseum about auditors being in our district, but those of you who are new here, I'll review it quickly. Every year, the auditor of state comes in and audits the school district. They come in, they spend a lot of time in our district, they ask us a lot of questions, and they're reviewing the methods, the accuracy, the legality of the accounts that we have, the financial records, and the files. Consistently, we've had clean audit. They call them clean audits if they're good. Consistently, we've had that. So we're hopeful for this year also. We don't have anything that's standing out. Also, you've heard us talk about the safety grants. We applied for a safety grant last year. We did not receive it at that time, but there's a second round, and because we had applied last year, we're going to receive $50,000 per building this year. We have to update some information for that, but that will be available to us very soon, that we'll be able to spend on safety. Ohio Facilities Construction Commission is who is sponsoring that, and they have a list of items that we have to purchase from, so we have to make sure that those items are on their list, but we should be fast-tracked to move forward with that. And then also, those of you who have been here before, ad nauseum is the Nexus Pipeline. Those of you who haven't, I'm going to talk about that quickly. In the southern part of our district, Nexus has run a pipeline through it. We are eligible for tax money for that, just like you have to pay taxes on your home. They have to pay taxes to us on the real estate that they have there, and the pipeline itself is taxed a little bit differently. It's taxed more than what your homes are. When it first went through, it was valued at $12 million, which would equate about $760,000 per year for the district. Right after it went in, Nexus appealed the value. They've appealed it three times and trying to get it down from $12 million to a value of $4.5 million, which would take us from $760,000 per year down to $288,000 per year. It went to court, and the tax commissioner issued a final determination just in the month of June, and they settled at 58% of those values, which for us would have been about $440,000. Unfortunately, we just received word last week that one county that the pipeline runs through has appealed that. So now nobody's going to get the additional money. We're getting a base payment, but we're not going to get the additional money until it goes back to court and the whole process starts over. And they're telling us that could be 4 to 5 years before they have a resolution on this. I'm sorry, that was not fun news. I should have started with something better or ended with something better. It's good because it does give us tax values. It gives us more money in our district than what we would have had it not been there. It's just not as much as we had hoped that we would have.
Will it be retroactive back?
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever they settle on, it will be retroactive back to the beginning. Sorry.
Could be less.
It could be. They act right. The 58%. The other 13. There's 13 counties that it runs through. 12 of them. Sorry, Brian. 12 of them agreed to it and thought, let's take our 58% and run with it, because they were trying to get the value down to 38%. So everybody thought 58% is better than nothing, but the one county didn't. So now they go back to the process. It could go lower. I wouldn't look for it to go lower, but we don't know that.
Okay, item four, superintendent's report.
So some of the things we started this fall was we started to kind of look at the safety of the district and how things were played out. So we got in contact with the Norton Police Department, and we've been working with Officer Bessie, who has been walking around in each of the buildings, and we've been doing kind of a vulnerability study, just looking at doors, windows, access points, all of the things that kind of associate with school safety. We finished up the high school, which was our last one. I think it was last week, Ryan. So we are accumulating that information, and what we're going to use that stuff for is if there's needs, we can start to roll that into with the safety grants that have come out. What kind of funds can we use to kind of amp that stuff up and kind of figure what that is? But Officer Bessie was great during the whole process. He's given me his insights, his report. We have ours. We have our information from our principals. So we're looking at applying that information moving forward and making sure we're as secure as we can be. That being said, my second piece on here is Navigate 360. Navigate 360 is a company that kind of owns the rights to, what's familiar to a lot of us is that ALICE training that exists. The district did it probably, I want to say about 10 years ago, where they had somebody come in. What Navigate 360 does is the training has changed a little bit. They've actually made it a little more individualized. I guess if you can say 50-to-1 is individualized. Back in the day when they did it, they used to have everybody come and sit in an auditorium and the person would talk for an hour. Now what they're doing is they're working through scenarios. People are assigned at 50-person blocks. The instructor come in, work with them, how they would react to a situation and things they're supposed to do. So that is on the agenda for tonight to approve that contract. The nice part of what this company does have is they have an initial electronic phase where teachers do a little pre-learning before they come in. Then they'll come in for the actual face-to-face physical learning. And then the exceptional part is they have modules that are there that teachers can use to kind of help the kids through the process. Because every kid's going to look at it different, whether you're a high school kid or a kindergarten kid. How do kids look at school safety and how should they perceive it and how should they approach it? We don't want to scare our smallest Panthers, but at the same time, our biggest ones get a little intimidated by these kind of things. Heck, our staff does. So that's a really great thing that they have, is kind of some training tools, and we'll be able to put some stuff out for parents to kind of have those conversations at home. If your kids are going to come home, these are some things you want to talk about in conversation. So the program is ramped up, so we're hoping we can pass it tonight and move forward and get it set for our October 17th PD day. And then the final thing, which we have done a lot of work, we're very excited. I'm very happy the work we've done with the Norton Police Department on this is hopefully tonight we can secure a school resource officer for the district. This will be the first one in the past we've used. We've allowed them to use some off time where they could schedule. The problem with that, and our teachers know this, it's sporadic. You might get somebody that there's 2 days a week, but you might have the other 3 days where nobody's in those buildings. But with an SRO, we have a person who's designated and assigned to our district. Every day that a child is in our building, we'll have a police officer somewhere in the district that is available. So we're very excited about that. I thank the chief for his assistance in going through the process, and hopefully things will work out well for us tonight here. So those are my three things in my superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. Parson. Moving on to item 5, district report, pathway to peace.
So I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Russo and Mrs. McDonald. They are big time now. They've been on Channel 3. I think they're showing that clip constantly. So I'm going to turn this over to them. They can show you the clip a little bit, talk about the project, and I would encourage anybody, it's still a wonderful night, if you get out early, head over for a nice little stroll in the park.
Thank you, Mr. Parson. As Mr. Parson said, I'm Dr. Russo. I'm one of the project advisors. This is Ms. McDonald. And we are also missing Ms. Vita, but she's also one of the project advisors on our Pathway to Peace project. I'd like to just first introduce our girls. They didn't want to introduce themselves, so that's why I'm introducing them. Emma Fortner, and they've done this so many times, but Emma Fortner, Emily King, back in the back is Chloe Womble, Aurelia Lanter, and Jalen Herlemer. And they're going to go ahead and present a presentation for you tonight. And we'll go ahead and get started.
We are the project leaders of Pathway to Peace.
Good job.
Our story is that we studied in sixth grade in our social studies program called TomTom. Our idea was based around mental health, wellness, and creating awareness around mental health in our community.
Jayla doesn't know, but we put her little video in here, so.
Hi, this is Jalen Harlemar, one of our Pathway to Project leaders. Jalen, tell us a little bit about this project.
It came together in sixth grade with a class called TomTom. It was supposed to help us find a way to better help our community, make our community better. And me and some of my other friends came together and we decided we want to do a mental health group. So we came up with the idea of making a pathway. And we just really wanted to help other people, like calm down and relax.
Hi, this is Jalen Harlemar.
This project that came together by Norton City Schools, City of Norton, Norton Community, businesses and individuals, and four cities compact. Forest City Compact Masonry built the flower garden area and our bench area.
The RP landscaping Matt Thomas created the black on our stand.
Let me go back to this picture though. Doesn't he look amazing? He's in there, he's full of cement. He put the stone on in the front, so we really appreciate his donation for that top stone. Masonry did the base, and Mr. Thomas did that top stone for us.
We used Dayton Nursery's garden, and we did like a field trip where we had like fourth graders come down and help us.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to mute the first 20 seconds of this because it's really windy, so you don't have to suffer through that. And I'm sorry.
So in the meantime, while that's muted, Mr. Dayton and Jody from Dayton Nursery were amazing in helping these five were project leaders for the fourth graders. But they came down, they donated a lot of plants and things, and they helped the girls teach the littler ones a lot about planting.
So we've got buckets here, and we've got water behind you, and we got to make sure nobody falls in. So we'll have to have people that don't. Okay? So they'll have to be watered when they're put in, and I want everybody to be careful not to crush the roots of the plants. Okay, when you take them out, and you have to be gentle with the plants. Okay, so all of these new plants, these guys will have to have bigger poles, they're bigger plants, and plus they're shrubs. These are smaller plants, so they'll take a smaller pole. Okay, so I've got helpers here, and we're going to take time to show you. And by the time you're done, you're going to be doing your gardening. Go home, you're going to tell your parents how to plant plants, and you're going to tell them, hey, you're using the wrong soil, you need stuff to treat your plants to make them happy, okay? And then you're going to say, I'm just nursery.
I have a big chuckle at the end.
This is what our flower garden looked like at the beginning when we first started planting the flowers. This is it at the end, all planted and put together. If you go down now, it looks kind of the same, a little bit more prettier. Oh, and Jody and Mr. Dayton also helped us plant the flowers and helped us teach the other ones how to plant and help us.
This is a photo of the Norton Elementary fourth graders on that field trip day, planting all the plants. Our benches have inspiring quotes. They have combing teams, and all the benches were painted by high school student artists.
The high school's school art students and library also helped us.
Some artwork.
Okay, our QR codes, they're next to every bench, and once you scan the QR code, they will take you to calming techniques or exercises that you'll be assigned on a Google Doc. They'll have breathing techniques, meditation, and muscle relaxation exercises. Those are the QR codes right next to the benches.
These are a photo of our engraved bricks. We sold them a few months ago, and we are also currently selling them again for about a week and a half. This is a picture of our grand opening day.
Oh, okay. So these are plaques the state of Ohio gave us. They're congratulating us. The Senator Roemer congratulated us on this.
And this one is a congratulation from the House of Representatives.
Also, Lance Lina helped us, and he also talked to the little kids.
And he also waters the plants for us a lot.
This picture of our river cuttings. Do you want to watch this?
And then?
Of course.
This is our.
As kids return to the classroom, the Norton School District is making sure its students are prepared mentally, and it's all thanks to the idea of a few bright minds.
For an idea to turn into reality, it just needs to grow.
Maybe it's kind of later, yeah, so there's more on this.
And the idea of five Norton High School students has grown into a whole garden of sorts, with the grand opening of their Pathway to Peace just a few weeks ago.
So we decided, at first we wanted to do a homeless shelter, but then we thought mental health, because we all know somebody that has been affected by it.
That idea came to the girls while in sixth grade. Fast forward to this summer, and much of the school district and community pitched in to create the half-mile-long path at Columbia Woods Park.
You go to a bench and there's a QR code, you put your phone up to it, and you just take yourself into a mindfulness exercise. You go to the flower garden and you can sit at the table with a friend and just, you know, hear the birds chirp.
The new path is just one component of Norton School's unique approach to tackling the mental well-being of its students and staff.
Changing your smell, but we have created a Zen Den, which is the size of a classroom, and there's so many things in the Zen Den, calming strategies. We have a massage chair, we have an ocean room. There's little rooms inside the Zen Den.
Norton Middle School counselor Jessica Russo says a grant from the GAR Foundation allowed them to create the path, Zen Den, and eventually add a Zen mindfulness area and garden for teachers.
We have every grant that comes to us or application must have social emotional pieces for both students and teachers, because we saw through the pandemic how this affected these kids.
And last year, the district introduced school psychologists in each of its four buildings, as well as additional mental health counselors through a partnership with Red Oak Behavioral Health. Critical resources, as new data from the CDC reports a third of students reported poor mental health last year, and 44% felt sad or hopeless.
Like, even as a high schooler, like, even if we're freshmen, we're still worrying about classes just started. We are worrying about our grades, we're looking at if we go to college.
But the district hopes a walk down the path with a friend or a moment alone in the Zen Den are small seeds that will lead to more growth in the name of mental health.
Yesterday I walked in and I see my staff on one of our staff members on a massage chair in the Zen Den, and I'm like, this is it, this is what this is all about.
And I didn't think many people would help us with this. I thought maybe it was just an idea, but a lot of people have helped us and it has definitely gone somewhere. So if other schools want to try this or try something near this, I'd say go for it, enjoy it.
And this was truly a community effort. Art students from Norton High even painted the park benches that you just saw. And the GAR Foundation is still offering these grants. Application season for 2023 starts in the fall. I mean, these kids are amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, the minds. And to be able to have that courage to talk about this.
Yeah. And I love the idea of the outdoor half-mile path, because how many times have, I know I did it like last week where I was just so stressed out,
yeah,
and I told my husband, I'm like, I'm going to go for a walk.
Yeah.
I need 20 minutes of
nature
and just like get out of the, you know, just the routine of like, okay, got to just take a moment. I just need to walk, you know?
Yeah.
So these students being able to have that is such, that is such a resource.
And studies have shown that being outside really helps your mental health, also your physical health. So I can see teachers like dealing with, you know, students who may have some type of issues or behavioral problems. Hey, let's come on, let's go take a walk and kind of calm them down. So wonderful program. Thank you.
We don't need to go through them, but just like to thank all of our contributors.
Our goal is for everyone to have a peaceful mind and peaceful life.
We roar together!
Ladies, thank you very much.
Yes,
thank you.
Great
job. I just have to read it.
Okay.
So the next part on here is nutritional standards, and part of it is I have to read this out loud in a public hearing. I found that out today. Learning the job is interesting sometimes. So I'm going to bumble through the words, I'm completely sure. Ohio Revised Code 3313.14, see what I did? requires school districts to report annually to their governing board their district's compliance with the standards governing the types of foods and beverages sold on school premises. Please understand that this only refers to the a la carte food and beverages sold on campus and does not include food served at breakfast and lunch. So what that statement is saying is we are under the stipulations put forth by the state of Ohio, and we're doing them. That's it. I just had to read the statement. Poorly, but I read it. Our next one is the Hall of Fame. I just want to make sure I give a shout out to the individuals that went into the Hall of Fame this past week, and it was a nice event. If you were able to see them at the football game, we had a nice luncheon on Saturday where people got together, thanked their families, and all the great stuff that goes. So I want to make sure publicly we honor Katie Baker. She was of the class of 2001. Dr. Ken Brayman, he was the class of 1980, and he was a distinguished alumni. Katie was an athletic excellence recipient. Vern Dunham, the class of 1945, was an athletic excellence winner. Frank Lowry, 1981, athletic excellence, and he is still our track coach, correct? Yeah. And then Tammy Fiesler, she was the class of 2000, and Tammy probably gave the most insightful speech you would ever hear. I mean, people get up and they really, it's a tearjerker. I think her speech was under 30 seconds. I'm talking longer than she did, but she got the biggest round of applause of the day. So Tammy, wherever you are, thank you from everybody that was there that day. Congratulations to these five individuals. It's hard work, it's dedication to Norton, it's the work that they put on in the athletic fields and in the classroom. So it's a great honor for them, and we're very proud of them. So I just wanted to make sure I recognize them today.
Thank you. We're gonna move on to item six, student recognition.
They've got them. Okay. Let's go high school first.
Oh, man.
This is Kasper, Mr. Chair. So every month, we at the high school, we actually have two students of the month. We have our regular student of the month, who is senior Maya Carpenter, and we also have a career tech student of the month. Our career tech student of the month is Paris Silverstein, and she is on the tennis team, and she is currently, I believe, at Woodridge at a tennis match. So she was unable to be here tonight, so I'll probably invite her next month just to be able to be recognized. So we have Maya Carpenter here. Maya is a senior. She's in marching band. She's in pep club. She's in National Honor Society. She also is in symphonic choir, and she has one of the leads in Long Live Rock and Roll, which is going to be our fall play. So that's going to be awesome, of course. So we look forward to seeing her in that. So she actually plans on going to college and majoring in vocal performance. She's thinking about Cincinnati, being a Bearcat. She's not quite sure yet, right? But that's one of the places she's thinking. But I did ask our two stellar music department leaders, Mr. Chair, who's the head of our band.
We are the music department.
Yeah, I mean, you are. This means you're the best. This means you're the best, right? And then Mrs. Casper leads our choir. So I'll turn this over to them to say a few words about Maya.
So starting the year, we come into a summer in preparation for a band camp and trying to figure out kind of the culture of a group. And marching band wise needs to be the epitome of a team. And Maya is quickly kind of became a voice of her classmates and kind of a model. In terms of that culture, just kind of a model member of someone who's willing to look out for each other and do what needs to be done and take care of her responsibilities and still willing to kind of look around and take on some challenges. As a performer, she's our piano soloist. So she has a whole synthesizer and a computer and a bunch of speakers. If she wants to be, she can be the loudest person on that field. So it's a lot of responsibility on her at times. And certainly I admire your willingness to come forward and say, all right, I'll do it, and take on some of those challenges, and at times the spotlight's on her, and you kind of blossom in those spotlights as a performer. As a leader, she's the one who is the easy scenarios are when everything's going well. All right, good job, guys. Everything's coming together. Everyone's bubbly. Everyone's in good spirits. More challenging times that I think you handle with grace and integrity when things aren't going well and you're able to support your classmates and even encourage them to be more correct at times. And that's a tough role to be in, and you do. You do it with grace. You do it with integrity. The show that we're working on right now is all about being hopeful and wishing upon stars and being a problem solver that Maya is. It was, hey, we need someone to put together some vocal files and who's going to read the script. And everything's going to evolve and kind of grow as the season happens, but Maya made it happen right away. And you know, if you see us during a halftime show or you're able to make it to a Saturday competition, that's Maya. She is the voice. She is the synthesizer. She's the piano soloist. She's the voice of the show right now, and just really, really a huge contributor to a great start to the season. So it's an easy choice. You're doing great things. I'm going to pass things over to Mrs. Casper because I think the story continues.
Yes, indeed. So I've had the pleasure of having Maya choir with me since she was in eighth grade, and she came in to Norton and just like bounced up to me, the most enthusiastic, excited student ever, which if you know anything about eighth grade choir students, none of them are enthusiastic or excited, it's just the age. But Maya was absolutely just like so ready to do whatever she could do, sing anything, just like, you know, commiserated with me over her fellow eighth graders. And I've just watched her grow and blossom as a student, as a performer, and absolutely as a singer. She is incredible. I don't know how many of you guys have had the opportunity to hear her sing.
Sing for us right now.
Right.
Totally get it. Totally get it. Look at your face.
But I mean, I hear her sing every day. It's phenomenal. And then she sang at the talent show again last year, and I was literally in tears in the back of the auditorium. And I'm someone that hears her sing every single day, and I cried. Like, it was miraculous and amazing. So when she told me she was interested in CCM, I was like, whatever you need me to do, I'll write whatever letter you want me to do, I will work with you, and whatever song you need to work on, I will help you out. And to be fair, like, we don't get personal assistance when you're teachers, you know, but I kind of manipulated the musical schedule last year so that Maya could be my musical assistant. Invaluable. I put so much trust in this person because she's earned it and she's amazing, and I just love you. I think you're so fabulous. I'm so proud of you. And I didn't even know she got this until we were at the booster meeting for the music boosters, and Tom was like, "Maya's getting recognized," and I was like, "What?" So I ran over here, and I could not be more thrilled for you. Nobody deserves it more than you. You're just the best. Tops, A plus, amazing.
She is the perfect choice for our first student of the month for this
yes.
year. So congratulations.
So we, middle school would be next normally, but the recipient had a volleyball game, correct?
Yes, our September Student of the Month, Rebecca Nichols, played volleyball tonight, hopefully continuing their hot streak. So we're gonna recognize her in October.
So we will turn it over to Mr. Sackett.
All right, Liam. This is Liam Davis, our student of the month, fourth grader here at NES. Alongside him are his fourth grade teachers, Mrs. Stone, Mrs. Grubb, Mrs. Bonick. And I'm excited for Liam because he's got such a great group of teachers here. He actually has a smile on his face every time I see him. He's been out at recess with me. He looks like this all the time. And you know, him and I've had a chance to talk a little bit, and we got a chance to bond over old movies, which are movies that were made in the 90s. So I've introduced my kids to a lot of old movies, but he said he really enjoyed the time he spends with his mom and dad doing that. So we had a good laugh over that. Ladies, please tell us why you're excited about Liam.
All right. Well, we had a couple of open houses before the school year started.
and Liam decided to come to all of them. Every time I turned around, Liam was there, and then I think it was the third open, I mean between sneak a peek and open house, the third time I said, are you ready to start this year? He said, oh yeah, let's start this year. And that's how Liam is all the time, and it made me excited to think that he loves his job as much as I love my job, and we get to do our jobs together. So it's really easy to pick Liam because he has several attributes that we hope all of our fourth graders have by the end of the year, and he's already there. First of all, he's very attentive. He is focused on the lesson, he's focused on his surroundings. Today, just today, we were leaving the gymnasium and he held the door open for the entire class, and I said, thank you so much. He said, well, the student teacher asked me to do it, but I would have done it anyway. And he smiles there all the time. Also the respect. He respects us as teachers. He respects our principal. He respects the other students in the classroom. He allows a quiet environment so they can learn. He helps them when they need it. And I love that about you. And then my favorite is he's engaged. He's engaged with the conversation. He always asks me how things are going. He's engaged with his other students. He's engaged in his learning. He's pretty amazing, to be quite honest. And I love that it's obvious he wants to be at school, he wants to do his best, and he wants to learn. And that's why you're our student of the month.
Liam, just keep being yourself, buddy. You know, you're wonderful. Congratulations.
You can tell Liam was excited. He was the first one here too, by the way. He wasn't going to be late, is what he told you. He says, no, we're getting in the car. He drove. It was. So that's great. I'm going to remind, before I forget, because I will, there are Student of the Month signs right over there. So only our recipients, Mr. Shaner, only our recipients get to take that sign home. So don't forget to grab it. And I have one more.
Yep, he stole my thunder. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
It's been a day. All right, Mr. Morris, where are you? Save the best for last.
Come on down.
So this evening, I have the great honor to introduce Oliver Miller from our preschool. Comes from a great family. I will tell you, Ollie's mom is one of our community partners that launched the farmer's market that's in our parking lot, and also one of our new partners at Grace Church for mothers of preschool students. So we're very thankful for you and all that you do for our community. So thank you. But I wanted to kind of highlight Mr. Oliver here. Mrs. Margaret Blanks, the educational aide, and Kayla Hugh, who's the newest member of our preschool team, is recognizing Ollie, and I'm gonna turn the floor over to you.
Okay, and this is what I wrote about you, Ollie. Ollie Miller is a star student. He is always participating and raising his hand to answer questions. He is great at critical thinking when answering questions during and after read alouds. He listens and follows all directions and class expectations given by his teacher and his assistant, Mrs. Blanks. He is respectful to all students and staff. Quite often, Ollie is noticed helping other classmates by cleaning up or helping them with their morning or center work. I can tell that Ollie truly cares about others. I know that Ollie will build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung of the ladder to accomplish his goals. Great job, Ollie.
Ollie, good job. I had the pleasure of being in Miss Hughes' class last week, so it's a good place to be, and if you're a good kid in that class, you're a good time. So congrats.
Congratulations to all the students, and I would ask that Maya, Liam, and Oliver get a picture with Superintendent Farson up here, and please don't forget your signs on your way out, okay? And then I would say after, we'll take a short recess to get the picture, thank the students of the month. It is a school night, so we don't expect everybody to stay here all night. So you are dismissed to leave after that if you choose to do so.
So come on up here, Students of the Month.
Okay, we're going to move on to item 7, public participation. Community comments are one way for citizens to communicate with the Board of Education. When you are called upon, please stand, state your name, address, and topic. Each person is allotted 3 minutes until the total time of 30 minutes is used. Persons desiring more should follow the procedure of the board to be placed on the regular agenda and are limited to 5 minutes to speak as time permits. Remember, this is a formal and official meeting of the Board of Education, and what you say becomes part of the official meeting report. If your comment involves a problem with a student, employee, or board member, please do not address them by name. Keep in mind, we are meeting in a schoolhouse and possibly in the presence of students. At this time, the primary role of the Board of Education is to listen and reflect on your comments. The board will not respond with any action, but will take comments under advisement and direct the comments to the appropriate staff member to address outside of this board meeting. Please do not use individual employee names in this forum. Do I have any public participation? Okay.
My name is Aaron Burnett. I live at 4009 Greenwich Road here in Norton. And my topic is school resource officer. Thank you, Mr. Yule. I'll keep my comments brief. I read on the agenda for tonight, I saw the school resource officer program. The MOU was up for approval. And I wanted to make a public comment prior to you guys voting on that MOU tonight. After we passed the income tax levy, the schools were immediately staffed by two police officers. One was at the high school and the elementary. The second was located at the middle school and the primary. This began in 2009. If passed tonight, this memorandum of understanding reduces safety in Norton schools. One officer to cover the entire district is not sufficient. That is insulting to the parents that passed your income tax for safety. We worked very hard to pass that levy, and it's not acceptable. To do this correctly, we need a minimum of three police officers. The income tax is collecting approximately $1.7 million annually. We have more than enough money to do this right. I'm asking you tonight, do not reduce my children's safety. Do not pass this MOU in its current form. Simply amend the form. Amend the document to reflect three officers instead of one. Page 5 of your MOU under funding states that the school district agrees to reimburse the city the salary and the benefits of the SRO assigned to the program for only the hours worked in the school district. There are only 180 days of school. That represents less than 70% of the officer's yearly compensation. Again, I feel we have more than enough money in our fund to fund these officers, three officers. Do not approve this MOU in its current form. One last item I want to address. I have previously spoke to the board regarding open enrollment and issues in the district. We're now close to 1 month into the school year. I would like to know what our current total enrollment number is this year. And of that total number, how many students are open enrolled in the district? That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other participation? I'm seeing none.
I would just like to clarify, Mr. Burnett, is that a records request for the number of open enrollment in this in the district?
Yes, Mrs. Bennett, if you have it tonight, if not.
Don't think we have it tonight, but I'm sure Mrs. Hagenbusch can get that for you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on to item 8. Agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Seeing none, can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
All right, motion passes 5-0. Can I move on to item 9, board business? Can I have a motion to approve last chance agreement, item A?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve minute items A through C?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item 11. Can I have a motion to approve treasurer recommendations letters A through C?
So moved.
Second. Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Moving on to 12, superintendent's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve personnel retirement, resignation, leave, termination, items, letter A, items 1 through 12?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Can I have a motion to approve certified personnel items, or letter B, items 1 through 4?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve certified contracts, items C and D?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve classified personnel, letter E, items 1 through 3?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Can I have a motion to approve substitutes items F and G?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve stipends and supplementals, items H through T?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Okay. Can I have a motion to approve consent agenda items U through Y?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? I have something if somebody else doesn't. Are we good?
Yeah, I just want to thank the board as well as the city for being able to collaborate on just the first steps and the school resource officer program, as well as all the work that we've been able to do on school safety so far. So thank you.
Yep. I wanted to kudos to the same group. Also, you know, just to go a little bit more in depth is, you know, some parents may or may not know, we did attempt to get security in the buildings prior to COVID. By having extra jobs. Unfortunately, just, you know, the police force, just like everybody else, was hurt by labor. Those positions were not filled as frequent as we hoped. They were open, and unfortunately that didn't happen. So with the board discussion with staff, we felt that, you know, moving forward with a SRO is part of our DNA full time was the right thing to do. And it took a lot of work and effort, and I appreciate everybody's effort. Certainly, as we talked about at the beginning of the meeting, safety and security is very important to us. We've invested a lot of time and money, and we will continue to do that as we see fit. And hopefully we can continue to have the support of our local law enforcement and everybody that's helped with that. You know, times are no different. We're taking a police officer full time in our buildings through the school year. They have to replace that. And unfortunately, you know, that's what has to happen, but I'm thankful for that. So just wanted to point that out. If you could please call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. All right. Can I have a motion for an executive session to discuss the employment of personnel and purchase sale of property?
So moved. Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. We will not have any decisions after executive session. I'd like to come out of executive session and adjourn. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Thank you. We are done.